Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I'm Tim Brown. I'm the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm filling in for Bradley today, live from the bunker in the U.S.-occupied state of South Carolina, where some of our elected leaders are spineless about the Confederate battle flag, but those of us who live here are not. If you'd like to find us online, check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you haven't been over there, there's a new site that's gone up. It's been revamped, and you want to check it out, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And also sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll be checking over there shortly. You can also follow Bradley on Facebook at Bradley Dean. That's Bradley, double E, Dean on Facebook. Also, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. If you want to follow Bradley on Twitter, it's BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on Twitter. Before I jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, I want you to hang on with us today because we're going to have a very special guest, Lord willing, on the second segment, Larry Nichols, who was the insider of the Clintons, will be joining us. And exposing many of the things that he exposed back in the early 90s and some new things, especially with the fact that, you know, this country is even standing for Hillary Clinton to be on the ballot to run for president with all of the baggage, with all of the criminal activity that surrounds her and her husband. So he'll be joining us in the second segment. Lord willing, if we get him on the line there. Over at sonsoflibertymedia.com, over the weekend, we had a couple of stories. One was Sidney Blumenthal, who was Hillary Clinton's top advisor, defends the claims that Israel is Nazi Germany and Israelis must leave Israel. You can check that out at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, the public character of our public characters. This is a piece that was done by Michael Peruca, focusing back even to 2011. Of all people, he was dealing with Bill Clinton and also Barack Obama in their character. This separation of public and private character is unheard of. If you're doing that, you are a hypocrite. This was one of the things that I dealt with the superintendent up in Michigan where the sodomites came out in opposition to Brian and Bradley and Coach Dave the other week. He wanted to do that type of thing, claim he was a Christian, and in private he would act one way, but in his public office he had to act another way. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Extortion 17 cover up, the feds are engaged in black magic with a black box, and I'm doing what I can to stir that story back up. I've been in contact with Tom Trento from the UnitedWest.org and also with Lieutenant Commander Don Brown, who we had on the previous week. And we want to get that news out there to people. People have not heard. This is a four-year-old story, almost four-year-old story, in which America lost 30 of its servicemen, among those 17 Navy SEALs. This was the same SEAL team that we're told had taken out Osama bin Laden. And we want to get this story up because there is corruption and there is a cover-up going on in that. And I want you to do your best to try to get that story out to people, and they demand answers for the families. And also it's as a protection, changing the rules of engagement for the soldiers who are in harm's way currently. Also, the U.S. Army has let it be made known we won't be changing military bases named for Confederate soldiers. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, an ex-Marine turned imam and terrorist supporter released for lack of evidence. I don't know what to say. I don't know why Islamists are allowed to serve our military. I really don't. I know some people have said, well, there's no religious test oath in the Constitution, so they'll make that argument for politicians and things of that nature. But the fact is, every one of you who is a Christian has a religious test oath. And you're to hold these people to a high standard. They, when people go into office, they're taking that office as the minister of God. And those who are following in the footsteps of those who lead them in defense of our country, they ought to be serving the same God, don't you think? Because they're the sword that's being used in many cases against evildoers. So I think that we need a strong Christian military as well as leaders as well. And everybody wants to be pragmatic and get the guy who's, quote-unquote, the most conservative. And half the time that ends up being he's the guy who says all the right things, but then when he gets in office, he starts compromising. We don't need any more compromisers. We need people who will do what they say they will do and will stand by the law and inside the boundaries of the law. Also, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Greece votes no, chaos is to ensue. And if you haven't been following that, the Greeks voted no more debt. And now we're getting word that they're getting ready to raid the deposits in the banks on them. Is this what we're to expect here in America? I wouldn't put it past the crooks who are in charge of things to do that to the American people. Also, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Trump hurts the GOP brand. I don't think they need any help. I agree. They do a lot to hurt themselves. They will not stand on the principle and the limited authorities granted in the Constitution, but they're willing to jump on the bandwagon of whatever gets put up for debate, whether it is within their authority to do something about or not. Also, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, sodomites celebrate with sacrilege. There are a few pictures in this article. And it is incredible. But the issue is there rebellion against God? It's the same thing that Romans 1 tells you. If you have to if you're a person out there that questions the validity of the Bible, look to Romans 1, 18 and following. And you see in there, these people are reprobates. They have been turned over to a reprobate mind by God because they're in rebellion against him. And what do? Check out the pictures. They are engaged in sacrilege against the God of the Bible, the Creator, the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, did America actually enjoy Happy Birthday this 4th of July? Is she really free? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Idaho citizens want closure of Muslim illegal alien center that's taking in untrained Islamists from Syria. And finally, Christians, it's time for civil disobedience. We'll be back on the other side of the break with Larry Nichols. Stay with us.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Confirmed that he would be online with us, but as of yet, we haven't been able to reach him, and he hasn't called in, but the board operators are attempting to try to reach him now. Let me take you over a couple of other articles at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Eric Rush wrote over the weekend, "My reply to Star Trek sodomite George Takei, who called Clarence Thomas a clown with a black face." Just a sting rebuke of this man who is engaged in one of the most vile and disgusting behaviors that is known to man. It's so much so that God refers to it as an abomination. Also, Tom Dahlberg's a great piece on unbuilding the Christian Academy at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And also, we have some good news. There are some black pastors who are pushing for civil disobedience against the sodomy-based marriage ruling. That's good news. That is not insurrection. That is standing up for the law. And too many people don't want to make waves because they think, well, you're causing insurrection, this, that, and the other. No, let's be honest. When the prophet of God was called the troubler of Israel, who was he really the troubler of Israel? Think about that for a second. He was calling the people back to the law of God. But the people had gotten their minds so much, no, we don't need that. We can do what we want. And it was constantly a call to repent, to repent, to repent, to turn from the way they were going and do what God had said. We have the same thing today. These Christians who are standing up, not only these black pastors, but many others across America, including my own elders, are standing up and saying, you know what? It's a legal ruling. This is unlawful. I told you the other week, there is no authority within the Constitution for the Supreme Court to have even ruled on the very case they ruled on. It was within the state they were dealing with. They weren't dealing with two state issues. They weren't dealing with people from two different states. What they were dealing with was a guy who redefined marriage to accommodate his criminal activity as sodomy, and he moved in Ohio, and they wouldn't put his name as a spouse on his partner's death certificate. Let me give it to you like this. It would be like somebody going to Massachusetts. You know where Mitt Romney actually made it law? He redefined marriage to include sodomy. It'd be like somebody going there and quote-unquote getting married, sodomy-based marriage, and then going over to England and saying, you have to honor my marriage. That's how ridiculous it is. And what standing would they have to really call anybody to deal with that? None. And this is where we need governors to take a stand, not just Christians in the churches and in society. We need the governors to do it. In my own state of South Carolina, we still have anti-sodomy laws. And since we have that, why are they not being enforced? If they're being enforced, there's no need to even be discussing redefining marriage to include that stuff. But this is what happens. And the conservatives and sadly many Christians in this country are whacking at branches. They're whacking at marriage. Next, they're going to be whacking at adoption. That's coming too. They're going to be whacking at all of this other stuff that grows out of this. But the root of it's sodomy. And the root of that is a wicked heart, which can only be changed by God. And how does he do that? Well, he does it through the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that Jesus died for sinners, not to leave them in their sin, but to bring them out of their sin, to grant to them true repentance, and to grant to them of the Holy Spirit. Remember when Jesus, on the night before he was betrayed, he told the disciples, I'm going to go back to the Father, and it's a good thing that I'm going back to the Father. Why? Because when I get there, he's going to send the Holy Spirit. And what does the Holy Spirit do? Well, he empowers you to be obedient to God. Wherefore, once you were children of the devil, now God has adopted you into his family. If you're a believer, he has cleansed you of sin, and he has empowered you by his Spirit in order to be obedient to his law. Simple as that. It's not complicated. You say, well, are you preaching some kind of works righteousness thing? You know, we get justified. No, not at all. In fact, I'm reminded of a story years ago where a guy really saw his sin. He wrote a letter to his pastor, and he described himself in some terms that modern-day Americans really don't get. But he saw himself, and I remember one of the phrases he used. He said, I see myself as a pile of manure on the marble floor of Christ. Now get that picture for a second. If you've seen a beautiful, clean marble floor that glistens, and imagine a pile of manure sitting on it. That's the way that guy saw himself. It's reminiscent of the sinner who went into the temple, and while the publican's praying, oh, Lord, I'm glad I'm not like that guy over there. This guy, or the Pharisee, I'm sorry, this guy goes over, and he's beating on his chest saying, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. And Jesus said it was that guy who went down from his house justified, not the Pharisee. So when I speak about these issues, my point is always, my desire is always that those who are engaged in that would turn from it, not continue to do it, There's no pleasure on my part in calling out people for what they're doing, their behavior. There's no pleasure in that at all, and there shouldn't be for any man of God. The pleasure comes from giving the gospel, calling people to repentance, because as Paul says, for some people, our message is like a fragrance of death. But to others, it's a fragrance of life. But in the end, who do we really preach the gospel to? We really preach it to God, and that's why we ought to get it right. That's why we ought to seek to get the gospel right, is because ultimately we're glorifying God when we present his gospel right. So we're dealing with these issues, and we're going to take a stand in civil disobedience, as Matt Barber called on us to do today in his article. We're going to only do that in the power of the Spirit of God. And currently the church is very, very weak. It's weak theologically. It's weak in power. And I think the majority of that is due to the fact it has no gospel that saves. The gospel it's been proclaiming does not save. It leaves men in their sin. And as the church goes, so goes the culture. So, didn't mean to get off on a tangent like that, but I think this is something that we need to think about. I think there has to be an understanding of what the gospel actually does. And we talk a lot about the law here. Because here's the reality. You preach the law, and people get so overwhelmed with the law that they say, what do we do? Sounds kind of like Acts 2, doesn't it? After Peter has stopped preaching. And then all you have to do is say, you need to be baptized in the name of Jesus and repent of your sin. Turn to Christ. How hard is that? It's very difficult for the sinner. The Bible says the way of the sinner is difficult. But when God does a work in the heart, it becomes rather easy. Why? Because he's the one empowering you to do it. He's the one who breaks the chains. We've been talking, I mentioned about the Confederate flag somewhat jokingly at the beginning of the program, but we've been talking about the Confederate flag. And a lot of people think, oh, well, it was just all about slavery. Well, you know what? Slavery is there. But do you think a slave could just get up and go and do whatever he wanted to do and just leave and carry on how he wanted to? No, he had to be set free. The same thing is true with any sinner. It doesn't matter what the sin is. You need to be set free, and there's only one guy who can set you free. That's the Lord Jesus. Stick with us. On the other side of the break, we'll pick it up from there.
The polar vortex is here and expected to freeze over part of the U.S. Help is needed. Resources are often drained by people capable of caring for themselves, leaving those with the greatest needs to go without. Do your part by being prepared this winter. A supply of Go Foods will provide delicious nutrition, comfort, and security during hard times. Protect your community and call Go Foods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Let's take off a little bit on an article that I did on Saturday to go down to Orlando, Florida for just a little while. And Saturday was our last night there before we came back yesterday. And I've been trying to, again, keep the story out there on Extortion 17. I believe it's a story that needs to be out there. This is an issue that is bigger than Benghazi. In Benghazi, we know there was gun running going on. We know that at least 4 Americans were killed, and I'm not trying to make anything light of that. But we've got 30 Americans that were killed aboard this helicopter. We have a vice president with a big mouth that opened his big mouth to reveal that the Navy SEALs were the ones who allegedly took out Osama bin Laden. Then we had a big mouth defense secretary, former secretary, head of CIA, former CIA director, Leon Panetta, who also opened up and got more specific, calling it SEAL Team 6. And then following that, for several months, American helicopters were fired at continually by these Islamists in Afghanistan, and ultimately took down Extortion 17. Again, 17 Navy SEALs were on board along with other Americans and some Afghans. And we've talked about this with Don Brown. We had 2 hours with him a week ago Saturday, and then also the previous Monday we had some time to talk with him. But one of the issues that we want to take up today, and I'll pull from my article, is the issue of the black box. Now, everybody hears black box, and most people think, you know, it's kind of like the old Seinfeld joke where he says, you know, why couldn't they just make the whole plane out of the stuff they make the black box out of? And, you know, I think it's kind of, it's a little funny there. But it's not really a black box. It's an orange box. It's a recording device. And we know there are several things that tell us there is a cover-up that is going on with regard to the shoot down of SEAL Team 6 aboard Extortion 17. Okay? Some
some of those things we've already covered. We've covered the issue of seven unidentified Afghans who were on board that chopper that night when it was shot down. The manifest gave names for those seven, but the seven aboard were not those seven who were listed. They were seven different Afghans. In fact, when they tried to reach them, they discovered or reached their families to let them know that they had died in the crash. They discovered those guys were all still alive. Matter of fact, they went on to tell that those guys were with our Rangers. That's just one incident. The second one is the issue of the bodies and the status of the bodies. When we had Don Brown on, Don had obtained three autopsy reports from some of those SEALs. In two of them, the bodies had bullets inside them. Additionally, some of the remains were reported to be cremated. Now, why would you do that? And some will say, or Michael Strange, who was a Navy SEAL aboard Excursion 17, his father, Charles, said, look, I saw the autopsy. I saw pictures of my son. There was no need for doing that. They were saying it was burned beyond recognition. He says it wasn't. And you can see at sonsofliberty.com an image of a gravestone at Arlington where the remains of several people, several soldiers from Extortion 17 are buried in the same plot, claiming that they're unidentifiable. Yet, we've not heard anything about the Afghans either. What's the status of their bodies? Were they cremated so that we couldn't identify them? What's going on there? Then there's the issue of the black box. And the story was that Michael Strange's father, Charles, said that General Colt, who did the report following the downing of Extortion 17, said that General Colt told him that the issue of the black box, that, you know, they weren't able to recover that. They weren't able to find it. That it was blown away by a flood. Okay, that was in October of 2011. Remember, Extortion 17 was taken down in August of 2011. So this is just months after that. And he recounts this. Now, this is one of the strange things that came out in the congressional hearing last year that Jason Chaffetz headed. And during that, I call it a dog and pony show. During that congressional hearing, I think there was one question that was somewhat good. The representative from Florida got into that issue there a little bit with the black box, if I'm not mistaken. And one of the things that came out of it was the guy who is speaking on behalf of the DOD, his name was Gary Reed. He was the principal deputy assistant secretary of defense and special operations and low-intensity conflict for the U.S. Department of Defense. Gary Reed, who was not even at his post at the time of the downing of Extortion 17, he didn't come on until later. He came on almost a year later in June of 2012. He said, contrary to some unofficial statements, there was no flight data recorder. That's a black box. No so-called black box. This equipment is not standard on this aircraft. But here's where he told the big whopper. He said, the airframe itself is an analog aircraft. There is no source of digital data. There is no traditional black box. And yet, when you go to the Boeing website, you can find out that these Chinook helicopters can be retrofitted with black boxes. In fact, Billy Vaughn, the father of fallen Navy SEAL Aaron Vaughn, who died aboard Excursion 17 as well, said that he had spoken with the particular helicopter pilot who flew Excursion 17, the Chinook helicopter. He flew it down to Savannah before it made its way over to the Middle East. That guy contacted Mr. Vaughn and told him, I flew that down there, and I know there was a black box on board. In fact, Mr. Vaughn told me that this pilot contacted his co-pilot and verified it to make sure, and they did that in 2006. So you've got Boeing saying Mr. Reed doesn't know what he's talking about. You have a pilot and a co-pilot who flew it down to Savannah before it made its way over to the Middle East saying, yeah, we had it on board. And yet the official statement from Mr. Reed, Department of Defense, is, yeah, we didn't have that on there. And by the way, it's all analog equipment, so we can't have that. Well, here's the thing. Here's what Boeing's website says. The purpose of an airplane flight data recorder system is to collect and record data from a variety of airplane sensors onto a medium designed to survive an accident. Depending on the age of an airplane, the FDR system, that's the flight data recorder, may consist of, one, an analog or digital flight data acquisition unit, and a digital flight data recorder that may have a tape or solid state memory, or simply an FDR. So right there on their website, doesn't matter if it's digital or analog, they can record what goes on. They can have a flight data recorder on the Chinook helicopters, and indeed they did. But now we've got a conflicting story. We have an Army general who tells us, well, wait a minute, this black box was blown away by the flood. And then the guy who gets under testimony from the DOD says there wasn't one. Okay, now you've got a conflict between them two. Then you've got a discrepancy between the pilot who flew it down to Savannah to ship it over to the Middle East, and you've got a discrepancy in what Mr. Reed said with the Boeing website. But it gets even more tricky because after Excursion 17 went down, it's what took place after that that makes for some very suspicious activity. Very suspicious activity. In fact, from some of the documents that we obtained regarding Excursion 17, we know the document called Enclosure H. There was an unidentified mystery unit that they titled Lima Bravo, but they're not listed. Their names are taken out. We don't know who they were. They were on the scene of the crash before U.S. Army Pathfinders arrived. It's suspicious because it's in this documentation. And it's even more suspicious the black box isn't recovered. It's even more suspicious because there's bullets in the bodies of some of our SEALs. They didn't die supposedly from that. They died from being shot down with an RPG. So you have a group come in before the Pathfinders come in who are to secure the site, and these guys are in there walking around doing their thing. And then the Pathfinders show up. Not only that, they were allowed to leave and take an unspecified road away from the crash site. On the other side of the break, we'll pick up some of the testimony that makes this Excursion 17 even more suspicious of cover-up. Stay with us.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Greetings, I'm Ron Strom, commentary editor for WND.com. And I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Bradley Dean for the vital work he does through his radio show, Sons of Liberty. I think of Bradley Dean as a biblical patriot on steroids.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Final segment, Sons of Liberty Radio. We'll pick up here at Extortion 17. According to the testimony, this is from the Pathfinder's platoon leader. I told you that there was an unidentified unit that was there. They've been marked in the documentation as Lima Bravo, but nobody knows who they are. And they were there before the Pathfinders, and they just disappeared off the road, or to an unspecified road, I'm sorry. And that was more than an hour after Extortion 17 went down that the Pathfinders finally arrived at 4:15 a.m. local time. But according to testimony, on page 3 of Exhibit 65, the Pathfinder's platoon leader testified this, quote, "Just when we touched down, the landing zone was just starting to get light, sir. So we were still moving in a period of limited visibility. I think it was 560 meters from our landing zone to the crash site, which just would have been to the southeast. We moved parallel in the Wadi up to the Kalat. The Lima Bravo element was already on scene. I think they beat us by about 30 minutes or so." That's They had beat them by a much longer time than that. So from there, I talked to, and the name is deleted, who was the GFC, the Ground Forces Commander at the time. Established security with them. We, the Pathfinders, took security on the north end of the Wadi, and they, the Lima Bravo team, took it on the south and also had an op or an OP, an outer perimeter, set up on the high ground to the southwest of the crash site. Now, Lieutenant Commander and former Navy JAG officer Don Brown points out that the platoon leader's claim of 30 minutes was way off. That's the point I was making.
In fact, he wrote that the unidentified element had already been on the ground for 1 hour and 11 minutes, had already begun to identify American bodies, had already permitted a coalition element to conduct a survey of the aircraft in the field, and then disappear on an unspecified road all before the pathfinders arrived. This is suspicious activity. There is no doubt about it. Furthermore, in the Cole report, they never interviewed the unidentified element. No black box was found, no survivors. This is pretty important stuff. It was also, Brown pointed out in his book, Call Sign Extortion 17, The Shoot Down of SEAL Team 6, he pointed out in his book that the black box was even absent from the executive summary. Quote, the black box did not just disappear from the wreckage of Extortion 17, it also disappeared mysteriously from the executive summary of the Colt report. This glaring omission in and of itself is enough to raise suspicion. Let me give you a little, in case you say, well, we got bigger things, we got more important things, this and the other. The problem is the Alinsky tactics of constant scandal after scandal after scandal, you can't focus on one thing and bring resolve to it. We've got to pick something and go after it. And some people say, well, why are you staying on this Extortion 17 thing? If it was your son who was on board that helicopter, wouldn't you want the truth to come out? And if the fact is that those who are supposed to be looking out for them, namely their commander-in-chief and such, is the one who betrayed them and sold them out so he could get reelected by way of alleging that he had taken out Osama bin Laden, don't you think that justice ought to be brought down upon him? I do. I certainly do. So that's why it's a big deal. 30 of our men lost their lives due to this treasonous president that we have. I don't even like calling him president. Most time I don't. I think he's a usurper to the office. They lost their lives in this incident, and we have evidence that makes us suspicious of a cover-up. But to get to this issue of the black box, it was on board a helicopter, a Vietnam-era helicopter that had been retrofitted for modern warfare. It wasn't even supposed to be used by these special operations, and yet it was. And I've already given you the testimony that there was a black box on board, despite what Gary Reed says. General Cole says, oh, it got washed away in a flood. Well, there was a flood. No question about that. But here's what I want you to think about. For how many weeks did the world sit on the edge of its seat while we were told that the black box aboard Malaysian Airlines flight MH370 pinged away and everybody and their brother was out all over the place in the ocean looking for that flight? Oh, we've heard the ping here. We've heard the ping there. And yet, on this black box, nobody's searching for the ping. It was in a river valley. Why did nobody find it? The conclusion that I come to is either one of two places. It's at the DOD or it's somewhere over in Afghanistan in their government. My guess would be it would be DOD. But no effort, no real effort was made to recover that black box. No real effort. Not like we saw for MH370. Nothing like it. We can track a great white shark all the way across the Atlantic, but we can't find a black box on board one of our helicopters that was shot down. Something doesn't make sense.
It's suspicious. It's very suspicious. And when you tie in the fact that there was a rise in green-on-blue attacks, those Afghans attacking our allied forces, when you have seven Afghanis who are on board, when you have the landing delayed by 4 minutes with no radio contact, when you have all of the stuff that surrounded that, some of these guys, an imam came before the ramp ceremony and condemned them to hell. When you take in all that happened in this one thing, it's suspicious. It needs a proper investigation. And I'm not talking about one that drags on for years and years. Don Brown wrote his book in less than that with the available evidence. And somebody needs to be held accountable for it. And so, yeah, it's old news. I get it. But, you know, I'm more and more aware that there are more and more people who are starting to, I hate to use the term because it's overused, but wake up to what's going on. They've not been paying attention. They've not been active. They've not done what they're supposed to do, and they've just been going about their life. And they're completely unaware of what Extortion 17 is and completely unaware that it has anything to do with a 2012 presidential bid by Barack Obama, let alone the alleged killing of Osama bin Laden. And there are still families of these men who want answers. Now, here's the question. Are we going to stand with them and say, yeah, we want the answers too? And not only that, we want whoever's responsible who had any part in this, who looked the other way, it doesn't matter what it is. They had a hand in it. We want them held accountable, as in bringing justice on them, not just they lose their job. We want justice to be brought on them. As far as I'm concerned, it's treasonous. And if it is found out that Extortion 17 was a trade-off for the alleged killing of bin Laden, there's no question in my mind that it would be treasonous. This man who was in office, Barack Hussein Obama, traded one known deserter for five Taliban leaders. These are known Islamic terrorists. I caught a lot of grief because a friend of mine had written a piece in which he called for us to get Bergdahl back. And I agreed with him. He had information. We don't leave him in the hands of the enemy with that information. Get him out. And then we bring justice on him if he's guilty of doing what he's doing. But I don't think you trade five Islamic terrorists for one guy. And we already know that the courts have determined that Obama did that illegally. I think that there's something going on here, too. Call your congressman. Demand a hearing for Extortion 17, a real investigation. We'll see you in 23.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com.